countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Well, when it comes to methane emissions, the focus is very much on cattle, but sheep, as ruminants too, also emit methane. Well, Boer Bia are already tracking carbon in cattle produced in Ireland, and they're beginning to do it now in sheep, accounting for every aspect of production from breeding to finishing lambs. Suzanne Campbell has been looking into this new Boer Bia initiative of tracking emissions from sheep. Good morning, Suzanne. Tell me more.
Good morning. I'm looking out at sheep here. My house is on a farm. I don't own the farm, but I'm surrounded by probably about, you know, up to 1,000 sheep when they lamb, because most of them have pairs, as you know, and you want them to have pairs. So they're bawling for their mums when they get separated. And it's a very active period on any sheep farm. And, you know, it's quite a big business in Ireland. Obviously, I'm in the Wicklow Uplands, and anyone in the Uplands would be very much surrounded by sheep. If you go to Connemara this weekend, or Cork, you know, for a wee holiday, or Donegal, you'll see sheep everywhere. So there's 34,000 sheep flock owners in Ireland, and it's actually the second largest sector in terms of farm numbers. And we've been reporting recently, I suppose, on lamb prices being very good on this programme, and the European demand for lamb is very good. And actually, we export lamb and sheep meat to 34 countries. So it's a big part of business. People might think that sheep, you know, they're small, they probably don't make much money, they look pretty on the landscape. They're actually a big driver of an upward economy of their own. So Boer Bia, what they're doing, I suppose, is they're rolling out carbon accounting for sheep, really looking at how sustainable are they? How sustainable is that 100 grams of lamb on your plate, or that cutlet of lamb? And the way you do that is basically you give accounting surveys or studies to sheep farms. So they're beginning to do this with a pilot study, and then they're going to focus on their 12,000 quality assured farms. Now, quality assured can bamboozle people sometimes. You know, what it basically means is when you're in the supermarket and you see a quality assured sticker on your Irish produce or your dairy or beef or lamb, it just basically means it's added level of inspections and controls. And part of that is sustainability. And that's for big customers like supermarkets, because they want food probably for their shareholders, not really out of any kind of ethical reason, but they want their shareholders and they want customers to feel that their food is getting more and more sustainable. But Boer Bia are kind of saying, we're going to go a little bit further than this now. So the system of, I suppose, quality assured is going to be used to extend the surveying of lamb to make, I suppose, a farm gate carbon measure on all farms. So farmers will be able to get that figure back and compare themselves to other farms, and also be able to aim for kind of less emissions. Now, Boer Bia are using carbon trust models. It's an internationally sustained or internationally recognised standard. Sheep are ruminants. They emit methane in their breath like cattle, but much less so. They also, I suppose, they use less resources in terms of their life cycle. They're out. They're very extensive. They don't use so much water, fertilizer, electricity per kilogram. So the scheme starts with a survey that goes out to all farmers to account for all these things. I asked Seamus McManaman, sheep specialist from Boer Bia, about what details, first of all, go into that survey.
It's quite straightforward. It's a survey. They'll get it before their quality assurance inspection. So it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to fill it in. And most of it, a farmer would know off the top of his head anyway. So they're asking for information just on your approximate housing dates, the amount of lambs that you produced, what numbers you keep on farm, you know, an idea of the fertilizer usage, what feed you bought in, and things like that. So obviously, the more detailed information that a farmer can input into this, the more accurate their figure coming out will be. And then after their audit, the producer will then get a report back then that will demonstrate the sustainability of their farm, and then give them options then as to how they can improve it.
So you can hear there from Seamus, like, all the inputs are gathered, and from that you calculate a carbon score. Sarah Wood-Martin is a farmer, comes from a farm in Sligo with a sheep flock. They've also got cattle there. And she's doing a PhD with Chagas on the effect of sward type, the effect of grassland and mixed swards, which means planting different things in your grassland on meat quality and methane output in sheep, and this is where we really need to be going in looking at sustainability in all ruminants. So I asked her about the better sustainability of sheep meat. Why is that? And what simple on-farm measures like anyone can do in sheep to just improve that sustainability?
Yeah, so per kilo of output, sheep would produce less CO2 emissions to cattle enterprises, and there would also be a lower input in the production system. So yeah, per kilo of output, cattle systems would have greater emissions than sheep systems. Sheep have a great ability to live off the land, basically, and a great ability to thrive well off very much grass-based diet. And Ireland has a huge competitive advantage with our ability to grow grass in huge abundance. So if we, through good grassland management practices, can reduce the need for a consumption of high intake of concentrate feeding, that will greatly reduce the carbon footprint of sheep finishing systems.
Now at home, you're quite forward in your approach to sustainability. What sort of practices do you bring into your sheep farming at home that would be stuff that we should be doing more at large in sheep farming in Ireland?
We would have quite a focus on the genetics of our animals at home. So research has shown that animals with a high genetic index can produce less greenhouse gas emissions per kilo of carcass produced. So by increasing the genetic status of our flock at home, we're increasing the sustainability of the sheep enterprise as a whole. We'd also use quite strict grassland management, grazing our ewes and lambs on a rotational system where they'd graze, say, 4-day paddocks to reduce the need for concentrates in the system. Another area that I feel increases the sustainability of our flock is that we breed a lot of our ewe lambs. So if you can focus on keeping the progeny out of your high genetic merit rams, you'll be keeping the best ewe lambs in your flock. And if you are able to get them to a live weight of 50 or 60 kilos going to the ram, they're well able to produce in their first year. And that way you're getting a year of production from your lamb rather than a year of her lying idle and obviously emitting, where you're not gaining anything from her in production terms.
Do you see the sustainability of sheep meat, that can be an attraction to consumers in the long run as well?
It definitely is. Like, ruminants such as sheep predominantly consume a grass-based diet, which is a feedstuff that's inedible to us as humans. And they can convert this into human feed products like meat and milk. Whereas your monogastric animals, such as chickens and pigs, are consuming a largely cereal-based diet, which is a feedstuff at the end of the day that humans are also competing for. So with the ever-growing population, to provide for supply issues could be an issue down the line. So by refining our farming practices in ruminant production, it can be a very sustainable way of producing human feed products if we can enforce the grassland management and genetic status of the Irish flocks.
So that's Sarah Woodmartin there in Sligo, ending that report from Suzanne Campbell. Suzanne, as always, thank you very much for that. Just staying with farming matters before the break, because just to bring you up to date, that last night, after years of debate, the EU Parliament, governments and the Commission reached a compromise for the way money will be channelled to farmers over the next 7 years through CAP, which we've been discussing on the programme in recent weeks. The complex and detailed policy proposes that, for example, 25% of direct farm income payments will be linked to on-farm eco-schemes. Convergence of payments, which we talked about last week, it'll be at least 85%, meaning a further flattening of payments, bringing farmers and lower per hectare payments closer to the national average. Member countries now will have the flexibility to further tweak measures to suit their farming structures. Just looking at the farming organisations, what they're saying, the IFA described it as a bad deal for Irish farmers. The ICOS are also concerned. The ICMSA say the deal leaves farmers carrying the can for climate change. The ICSA say farmers have been asked to do more and more for less and less. Machrane Afferma, the Young Farmers Organisation, says that the CAP lacks ambition for generational change. The Irish Hill Farmers Association says they'll continue to push for 100% convergence, meaning all farmers get paid the same per hectare. And EU farm ministers, they're going to Luxembourg on Monday to ratify the agreement.